stop. Next and Stacy's threesome.
We are on number 55 already of the Threesome Podcast. Lex and Stacy here. Good afternoon, good morning, good night, whatever time you're listening to this motherfucker.
That is the joy and glory of a podcast.
Yeah.
It's whenever.
So I don't even know why I said that, because it's a podcast, but I've got 30-something years on radio, so sorry.
In morning radio. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, we haven't said good morning to anybody, like, in ages. It's like we, because, you know, there's some people that repurpose the show later in the day.
Oh, okay.
So we just got out of the habit of doing it, and it's so refreshing. Because there's nothing good about morning. There never has been. There never will be. If you're on vacation, it's great. If you don't have to go to work, it's great. On the weekends, it's great. But Monday through Friday, morning radio, nobody loves mornings. So why is it good morning? The whole reason there are morning shows is because people need something to start the day off right.
Yes.
So I don't want to hear this good morning crap. And neither do we. That's why we don't do it. So I covered all day. Good for you. And it's now a Threesome Podcast 55. And I want to lead off with something, Stacy. I saw this come across my computer this morning, and I immediately thought this was great fodder for the Threesome Podcast. The exact kind
of thing. Did it make a mess?
It may, depending on how you feel about lesbians in commercials. Pretty messy.
Yes. Well, what are the lesbians doing in the commercial?
Oh, horrible things. Opening a bank account.
Those bitches.
Oh, God. The nerve.
I know.
How dare you meet somebody that's your gender, get involved with them, and open a bank account? You are despicable. According
and
to
for the record, Lex is being totally tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, I was just getting to that.
Okay.
Because apparently there's a group that's all over Wells Fargo who decided, of all people, to be politically correct and do a commercial where a same-sex relationship is opening a bank account. Pretty much.
Oh, well, you know, that's very forward-thinking of them.
Well, I mean, it's pretty much letting that very expanded and very huge world that used to be an underworld know that that's cool to come in and do that, which is great.
And plus, you know what? It's good to just show that, like, on TV. Once it becomes, like, normal and people don't go, oh, my God, there's lesbians on TV.
Yeah, like,
then
like
it's
they're from,
totally cool.
Like they're from the planet Lesbo, a couple of galaxies over. You know that planet's 50 times the size of ours, and so are the women, and they're actually with each other? Just think if one couple takes a vacation. Oh, my God.
Do you know the name of the group that's having the issue? I bet you it's some sort of family. There's the word family in the name of the group, I bet you.
You know what? While we're talking, I'll try and find it. I can't remember exactly where I saw it. I didn't need to see any more than I saw was kind of the thing. You know, I just shook my head, basically, and went, you know, when on TV did they start showing this is pretty normal? It's got to go back 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out. You know, I mean, it was definitely the 90s, you know, when you started seeing gay couples coupling, and I don't even mean in a sexual way, but just coupling on TV.
Yeah, and adopting kids and stuff like that. I mean, it's got to be 15 years. Easy. That's what I'm thinking, anyway.
And you know what? Gay people have been around for a lot longer than that.
Yeah, like 15,000 years.
There's been, you know, the 70s.
What do you think was going on in Rome, people?
For Sparta.
Yeah. Not everybody was on the hetero page, trust me.
It was a way of life. Was it Greece? Was it Rome? You know, where they...
All of that.
The men would marry. They would have their wives for procreation purposes. And then they had their little servant boys for the hot butt sex.
Yeah, just to have them around when they need them. You know, it's like Sunday afternoon and I'm bored. Come here. But back then it wasn't gay. That was just power. Like there's a difference. But I got to give a pat on the back to Wells Fargo, who, by the way, has been very cool with me. You know, my income's changed dramatically over the last 5 years due to a divorce.
You mean when you and Terry went and opened up your bank account together?
Well, we opened up one for the company, yes. But it was you know, we used to make a lot more money, and the guy that takes care of my account still calls up, and I finally said, you know, you don't have to do this. You know, my consumption's become pretty normal as far as banking goes. And he says, hey, there may be a day where your needs become complex again. I just want to be consistent.
I'm sorry, that's just a funny... When your needs might be complex. When you need something more than toilet paper and ramen.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. Making money was stressful. Because you got people telling you things you need to do with it. You know, to protect it and shelter it. And you got to buy this and you must have this and all that. And I fell for all that crap. And looking back on it, I just wish I would have stuffed it in the bank and paid my taxes.
Yeah.
I do.
I can understand that.
I think I would have been a lot better off. I just invested and bought into a lot of things I didn't want or need to, under the guise of, you know, sheltering money. And it's not sheltering it if you're spending it.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm at with it. It's a regret, but it is what it is. It's over.
So thank God.
Yeah, I don't miss it. And if I do happen to start making a lot of money again, which I plan to do.
This podcast?
This podcast, you know, I mean, Lex and Terry still makes great money. It just doesn't make what it made before, you know, when we were with a big company. And, you know, I'm planning on getting into some other ventures that I'm passionate about that could generate
like the podcast.
Money. Well, the podcast doesn't consume all my time, Stacey. I don't need it to. I'm a very efficient person.
But you love the podcast.
I do love the podcast.
You put a lot of effort into it.
I do.
Because you want it to succeed and make us money.
Yes, I do. And I
good. Yay. Yeah.
But you're not the only game in town, bitch. So,
but I am in your little world, your little non-complex world.
In podcast world, yes. You are. You're the... I'm not cheating on you or with anybody.
Aw. Yeah. Well, ditto to it.
So you got that going for you. And,
I think we just got married or something.
You kind of forced yourself on me, but that's all right.
It was a podcast raping.
It's not the first time.
Nice. Yeah.
Metaphorically speaking.
Yes. Yeah. Port St. Lucie never happened.
Yeah. I forgot all about that.
Oh, golly.
What a fucking weird weekend that was, huh? That whole talent show thing. Oh, my God. I took a facial from a big cable up at the top of that old theater. Remember that?
Vaguely.
I hear these like dropping like chains and everything, you know, and who's the dumbass that looks up to see what it is? Me, just in time to take a big 2-inch chain to the face. 5 minutes before I go out on stage. I go out there and we were doing this whole freak show thing and everything. I go out there with blood all over my face. It's like, yeah, we're going to have some fun tonight, motherfuckers. And everybody's like, ha, ha, ha. I had the fever pitch of the crowd. They were like, oh, my God, this guy came out all bloody. What an awesome dude. And then I needed a transfusion backstage. Just a fucking weird night. Remember, the guy ate his own vomit and the... And then remember that dominatrix act, the boyfriend and girlfriend, and the girl was just yes. whipping the shit out of the guy, and we're all just sitting there watching this, going, holy fuck, you know, and Carlos is like, dude, I shouldn't even be involved with anything like this. And she turns to him and says, you're next. He goes, shut up, bitch, I ain't next. The Carlos.
So she was not that she was a big woman. I don't mean it like that. But he, if I recall, was like a little itty bitty guy.
Yeah, and she's whipping the fuck out of him. I mean, like Ben Hur marks on his back. You know, I'm like going, holy fuck.
She was, you know, a normal sized human, and he was just a little guy.
And Terry looks over at me with legality all over his face, and I just looked at it. I just looked at him with blood all over mine, and went, "Show business, bro. You wanted it." We're knee deep in it now, so let's finish this.
Yes.
The crowd was going wild, and then Carlos went out and slayed. And then we, like, ran into you and the guy you were seeing at the time, and everything was all fucking weird.
Yeah,
you guys were, like, arguing or
something. Yes.
It's like, and it's like, you all right, Stacy? And you're like, I suppose. It's like,
you'll there was a lot more to it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
Oh, yeah. There, you didn't lead on, but I knew there was a whole lot more to it. And I just said, gave you the look like, if you need me. You got my number.
And Terry thought I was pissed at him and actually crawled up my ass the following Monday.
Yeah.
You know, about how my name's not on the show. And it's like, well, dude, you know, I wasn't looking at you because I had a huge bruise on my face. But hey, let's make it about you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry I imposed on you. But my face hurts.
It was awkward, you know.
Yeah, and I was like looking at you like, if you need me, I'm down the hall. By that time, it was over.
Yes.
You're all lovey-dovey again.
No, nope. There was no lovey-doveying going on.
Oh, there wasn't?
Oh, God, no. Oh,
okay, good.
No.
I'm glad you're not one of those.
No, I believe he actually went and got drunk with the dominatrix husband and wife couple.
Ah, yeah. Mr. Class.
Yes.
Yeah, he, that boy needed a beating.
Yes.
Like, desperately.
Yes, he did.
Like, nobody's business. Mm-mm.
The mistakes we make when we're youngish.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. So anyway, that's kind of where all that is. And
that was a little walk down memory lane.
Yeah, you know, courtesy of Wells Fargo for some reason. And but I give them total props for just accepting the world and moving on and playing along nicely.
Yeah. The gay people are everywhere, folks. Get over it. Seriously,
yeah.
They're not trying to molest your kids or turn them. I guarantee you the crazy Christian couple down the street that's like doing weird things to their kids are fucking them up so much more than any gay person's ever going to fuck up your kid.
All right, so I finally found who it is. It's all over it. It's Billy Graham.
Ah.
Just like you thought.
So he's still alive?
It might be Billy Jr.
It's his reanimated corpse. Like Jesus, but different.
Yeah, his cryogenically pumping corpse. With some sort of hydrogen mix going through its veins. that makes its mouth move, but it's somebody else behind him going, "How dare you put lesbians in commercials?"
That was your Wrath of God voice. I like
it. No, that was my Billy Graham voice.
Which is kind of the same.
Which is like, you know, God, regular dude meets Paul Harvey. It's kind of... And that is the rest of the story. That's kind of the way he talks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, sort of. You know, it's all...
Does he still do that? Is he still alive?
I don't know. It's all fire and brimstone, though. It's like... You are under the watchful eye of God. It's like, okay, so are you. And you have a 150-foot yacht. I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I wonder, were Billy Graham and Pat Robertson buds? Were they tight? Did they hang?
You know, I don't know. I think it was pretty much a no-no for those guys to be seen with each other.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe Jim Baker's the reason why. Maybe they all know what you and I know. That
somehow portion of the population doesn't know.
Yeah, that if you're a man of God and you're filthy rich, it doesn't work for me. You know?
Jesus was not a rich man.
Now, if you're in like a $250,000 house and you're driving a late model car and, you know, you have a nice little setup, I'm okay with that. If you're a church person and you're running a parish and you're just kind of somebody who is making a modest living, Or just slightly above modest, where it's not, you know, on the river with big columns and, you know, the pool is...
Gargoyles.
Yeah, and the pool's bigger than the church itself. And
see, I lost a really good friend. He was one of those gentle souls who can be easily swayed. You know, you meet those people, they're wishy-washy, and you know that as soon as that woman that he ended up marrying, who was very Christian, and he became very Christian, he found Jesus, and to the point where I hadn't heard from him in at least a year, and I got this random email from him that was clearly sent to a whole bunch of people, and it was him making this declaration how he has accepted Jesus Christ into his life. And it was the most culty thing I've ever experienced, and it actually just put a pit in my stomach, like, oh God, they're making people send this shit out.
Hey, it's like the t-shirt I saw. Pushing Jesus on somebody is satanic.
I agree, you know, and he and I, our last conversation turned into this like Facebook pissing match, because his wife was a PhD, which, you know, he barely graduated from high school, but his wife has a PhD and she's a Christian life coach. So she tells you how you can make your life better. And incidentally, it's through Jesus Christ. And they also then began to not like the way the church they were going to preached the gospel. And so they had gone to some other churches and they decided they didn't like the way any of the churches they were going to was preaching the gospel. So she was in the process of writing down how she felt the gospel should be preached. And they were in the process of creating their own ministry so that she could sell teaching materials to churches to preach the gospel the way they thought it should be done. And I was like, are you even listening to what you're doing? You are basically turning Jesus into a business.
Yeah.
How dare you? And because you think you know better than anyone else how to... Really? And so that was the last time we ever spoke. It got really nasty and heated on Facebook.
I mean, Sandy and I tried all these places, and, you know, basically her doing, because she had the fire and brimstone Southern upbringing, and I'm just like, all right, I'll give this a try. You know, I'm right. not going to hate on it. I'll give it a try. And sure enough, each place we went, there was some sort of riff or some sort of thing where some wrongdoing took place. And after, like, the third one, I went, at what point are we going to stop this? All right, To me, we just struck out.
Right.
We're out. Because
you can have your faith, you know. You know, I say thank you when I hit a green light to no one in particular. Yeah. I try to live a life in which I consciously am grateful for something big and small every day. Hey, I went and
sat on the lake shore during my divorce and talked to God, you know.
Right.
It's like, where do we go from here, man? You know, talk to me.
But you didn't then expect everyone else to go do the exact same thing and speak to God in the exact same way in which you did.
No, because I have never looked at this as a worship relationship. You know, I think if there is a true God, they know the respect that's in your heart and in your head. You know, without having to tell them. And right. I truly believe that those that summon him for everything, you know, dear God, make my ride to the store safe. Dear God, you know, let me pass my exam. Dear God, let dinner turn out right. You know, it's like, dear God, let me score this touchdown. You know, it's...
You know which one really gets me, and it's really inappropriate, and I just bite my tongue and walk away, is when someone dies... Especially a child. I guess God needed another angel.
Yeah.
Just shut up. No. A bad thing happened. No. That's what happened.
No.
A bad thing happened and...
God is going to help the people this tragedy affected deal with this. That's the way it's supposed to work. Not, hey, I stole your kid. Bye. <You know? laughs> That's not the way it works. I'm sorry. It can't.
We're
worshiping the wrong thing if that's the case.
When I hear someone say that, I always think that is the most inappropriate. If I were a parent or anyone, you know, I when I lost my dad, everyone was pretty cool. I didn't have anyone do anything creepy, you know, or overstep any bounds or anything. But if I lost a child or something, if someone came up to me and said it, or implied in any way that God needed my child more than me or some family member of mine more than me, that is the quickest way to put me off God, religion, everything forever.
No, the way it's supposed to work, let's take an example like mom and child are in a car accident. Child doesn't make it, mom does. You know, it's faith and healing and strength towards the person that's left that yes. is needed. You know, it's twisted the way people look at things. You know, those are the people that are now broken, that need fixed, that need help, that need something. Not the other way around. The kid is biologically dead.
Yes.
And if the spirit is intact and goes elsewhere, it is provided for and taken care of. Just like the movie This Is the End. He's up watching NSYNC or something. And and smoking a big fatty.
And you know, fuck anyone who then takes it a step farther and is like, well, your child never got baptized, so now he's going to be in purgatory or limbo or somewhere, you know, for whatever. Just shut up. Shut up, people. When someone dies, just listen to them and don't offer your little religious bullshit.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that a 3-year-old or 4-year-old baby that hasn't been baptized yet... you know, is going to get penalized because they yet to have control over decisions like that. I'm sorry. You know,
people like the Duggars that I read this blog post and actually it was really sad how I even found it. I was looking up how to butcher rabbits. Okay. And I ended up like at this blog, which I know, this blog post describing in great detail. Well, I have bunnies that I breed yeah, and that don't butcher make, that and
don't make
eat.
It, that don't make it to rabbits.
Right. They wow, stay man, little.
You twisted fuck. I had no idea.
Jesus needed baby bunnies.
Wow.
Needed little bunny angels.
No such thing so as anyway, happy Easter at Stacy's house. Happy Easter! Boom!
Anyway, this blog post, it was all about, okay. You know, butchering bunnies, okay? So that was great. I was really appreciative of the information they gave.
Yeah.
But then looking further into the blog, I start reading with horror. And these were very, 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 very Christian people. I think these were like homeschool people. And they, that this woman is going on about how, you know, basically what you just said about little kids and people say, how can they be sinners? And let me tell you, my children lie. And I know it's the devil. I've got a 3-year-old who lies to me and I know it's the devil and I've got to get the devil out of him. And I'm like, oh my God, this is more disturbing than what you just described in slaughtering and skinning a rabbit. You weirdo.
Yeah. When it's just a sweet kid that's saying that doesn't want to tell you your cooking sucks.
Little kids lie.
Is it good, Jimmy?
And you know,
yes, mommy.
Please don't beat me again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Duggars have no fucking credibility with me any longer. What little they did have.
The utter hypocrisy of them going on about gays and transgender being, you know, pedophiles and all that, when they were the ones harboring and hiding a pedophile right in their midst. And they didn't give a shit about those girls. That's what pisses me off. They protected the son and locked the girls' bedrooms and all was good.
Well, they only touched them on the outside, Stacey. You know that. That's okay.
For a couple seconds, there was inside touching.
Oh, well, that's forbidden.
With three fingers.
But it's Josh. It's okay.
Yes. Yeah. He's our pride and joy.
Yep. Mike Huckabee thinks it's cool, too. Might want to think about that while you're watching the debates. All 15 of them up there. It's not like you don't have a choice to grab somebody else.
Because his sisters were close to being teenagers, and in biblical times, they could have been married, even though they were brother and sister and all underage.
And by biblical times, we mean 10,000 years ago. You know, back when Wells Fargo wouldn't open an account for a couple lesbians. All right, so
That, folks, is how you bring it all back around.
Yes, that's called the callback right there. So we'll just stop with that, and we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for today. Great podcast, Stacey. Good subject matter, and and get on you, Wells Fargo. Good for you. My account will remain in good standing with you for this very reason, that you don't have an old, archaic, head-up-your-ass-type, banking-type image anymore. You actually fucking get it. No more stage coaches for you. So, you just got yourself a Jetsons car.
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
It's going to take me a minute.
Oh, God damn it.
I know, it's a text sound.
All right, we'll try and pull it up. In the meantime, I will thank DBC, the fabulous company that's responsible for LT2, where you can hear the long version of the Lex and Stacy threesome podcast. Also, I want to thank my show mates for making LT2 possible too, and all their great podcasts. Make sure you check those out. You can find the lineup on the Lex and Terry free app for iPhone and for Android. So there's that. You have it yet?
I'm trying.
The new Wells Fargo sound. No more stage coaches. You're so bad under pressure.
Here we go. I know. Play, fucker. Why won't you play?
Are you talking to me? Will you send that to me?
Yes, I love that sound.
I do too.
That's my text notification.
They always make fun of my car sounding like that, so I want to give it to D. So thank you.
And then
you.
Real quick, you want to hear my sweetie's ringtone when he calls me?
Of course.
Let's see. Damn it, play. Oh, why aren't you loud? Stop.
I can hear it.
Could you? I couldn't.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
Is that your porn music?
Yes. Waka 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 waka.
Yeah, that's the bent over in the back of the dressing room of the shop that has no customers in it music.
And giant mustache.
Yes.
And wearing something brown. Yeah. Waka, 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 waka.
All right, we are going to wrap it up. Join us for 56 because it will be not far behind 55, which is this one. See- As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to cut it next, to be honest with you. So,
yeah, so we'll still be giggling.
Yeah, it's a podcast, so we can do whatever the fuck we want. We'll see you next time. This is Lex and Stacey for the Threesome Podcast. Goodbye.